Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
We're talking about candles today on Cruise Mornings because we're edgy like that. There's this company called Homesick Candles. They make candles that smell like different cities. So if you're from Atlanta and you live in Denver, you can buy a candle that smells like Atlanta, makes you feel a little less homesick. Which is why they called it homesick, huh? Yeah? It's only for American cities, but it got me thinking, what would Canadian city candles smell like? For example, Saskatoon, potash and cheap beer. Winnipeg's would smell like a small town church hall during a pierogi supper. You know how every single small town church hall, not the church, but the hall in the basement, they all have like a smell? That's what Winnipeg's would smell like. Vancouver's would smell like weed and riot gear. Montreal's would smell like gravy, mustaches, and meat. On the Facebook page, a lot of Regina answers. And a lot of them are really mean and involve tap water. Keenan said Prince Albert's would smell like cigarettes and the pulp paper mill. Spot on. Have you ever driven to Candle Lake or Waskasoo and you pass that pulp paper mill? That's what Prince Albert's candles should smell like. Just the glorious smell that is the pulp paper mill. My favorite answer is from Larissa. Warman's would smell like manure. I think that Larissa is from Martinsville. To quote Christopher Walken on Saturday Night Live, I got a fever and the only prescription is more Raptors basketball. Who else is excited for Game 4 tonight? The Raps have a chance to go up 3-1 in the NBA Finals against Golden State. It's not just Canada that is obsessed with the NBA Finals. All the late-night talk show hosts down in the States, they're having a lot of fun with this, especially Jimmy Kimmel. He sent a reporter to the NBA Finals Media Day. They had a lot of fun there. He also sent a reporter to Canada to see how polite Canadians are. He asked a bunch of people from Toronto to chirp the Golden State Warriors just to prove that Canadians are way too polite.
If they want to win, they better play better than us. That's all I can say.
Golden State ain't so golden anymore, huh? You're losing tonight. You're losing. That's it.
Yikes, Toronto. Yikes. You blew it for the rest of the country. Because here in Western Canada, oh, we're good at chirping. Oh my goodness, can we bring it when it comes to the chirps. I mean, if you go to a junior hockey game here in Saskatchewan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We are some of the best chirpers on planet Earth. I would love to repeat some of the chirps that I have heard during my beer league hockey days, but unfortunately, I cannot repeat those on the radio.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
All right, first up, Brian Adams, Kids Wanna Rock. This one was from Sandy. Sandy hears, everywhere I go, kids wander off.
Everywhere I go, the kids wanna rock.
I think parents can relate to that one. Hey, they always just wander off wherever you take them. Classic kids. The lyrics, everywhere I go, kids wanna rock.
Everywhere I go, the kids wanna rock.
The second one was from Kyle. The Scorpions, no one like you. Kyle hears, I invented the things we do.
I invented the things we do.
That's impressive. He invented all the things. Good job. The real lyrics, I imagine the things we'll do.
I imagine the things we do.
This next one is from Roger. Judas Priest, Turbo Lover. We're doing this one because Judas Priest is in town tomorrow night. Roger hears, I'm your terrible lover. Weird brag, but okay. Hey, ladies, I'm a terrible lover. Oh, all right, good talk. The actual lyrics, I'm your turbo lover.
I'm your turbo lover.
A lot of people out there love to sleep with their pets. Dogs, cats, lizards, Komodo dragons, whatever you got as a pet. Most people like to sleep in the same bed with them. It's a nice sleep, right? They kind of calm you down. They're your best friend. Why not share a bed with them? According to a recent study, women sleep better next to dogs than they do next to men. True story. It's on Cruz's Facebook page right now, and if you check it out, you can see all these people who are commenting underneath saying their awesome sleeping with dog stories. Some people sleep with like 6 dogs in their bed. Some people sleep with like 5 cats in their bed. I don't have any animals, and I don't know how that's possible because my fiance and I share a bed, and there's barely enough room for 2 of us, let alone 5 extra dogs into the equation. But again, they're your best friend. You don't want to spend any time apart from them, right? This is also kind of a kick to the pants for guys, hey? Women would rather share a bed with an animal that licks its own butt and goes to the bathroom in the backyard as opposed to us. That's the opposite of a confidence boost right there. But at the same time, men, let's be real here. We are gross sleepers. We're disgusting. Like, it's the worst. I'm not talking about the snoring. I'm talking about the night sweats. I'm talking about the drool. I'm talking about the noises coming out of both ends. We're not great sleepers. And if you think you're a great sleeper, get your fiance or girlfriend or wife or whoever, get them to record you while you sleep. It'll be an eye-opener. But not an eye-opener because you're asleep, so your eyes are closed. Jokes are way funnier when you explain them, hey? Like many Canadians, I had mac and cheese for lunch yesterday. White cheddar PC brand, by the way, which is the best kind of mac and cheese. I know I'm about to get a bunch of texts from people. Annie's is actually better. It's not, okay? Relax. I made the mistake of reading the back of the mac and cheese box, though. Don't do that. Because you're going to see a bunch of ingredients that you cannot pronounce, and you're going to be like, oh, I'm about to put this in my body. Cool. Cool, cool. One thing that I noticed on the back of the mac and cheese box, it says it serves 4 people. Have you ever been able to feed 4 people on a single box of mac and cheese? No. Like, they got that way off. I know somebody's that crushed 2 boxes of KD in 1 serving. Like, they have 1 box, and they're like, nuh-uh, not enough. They go and make another one, and then they'll make another one, but a slightly different flavor, for dessert. Apple, they haven't been making their customers very happy. Remember when they took the headphone jack off of the new models of iPhones? Oh, people lost their marbles when they did that. And people are losing their marbles at this new product that they came out with. It's a computer monitor stand. Keyword there, stand. It's not an actual computer or a computer screen or anything like that. It's just a computer monitor stand. Now, you might be thinking, I don't know, probably costs like $60, maybe $100 because it's an Apple product. No, $1,000. $1,000 for the stand that holds your computer screen. The computer's going to run you like $6,000. And the stand is going to cost you $1,000. So in total, it's going to cost $7,000. Now, apparently the stand is very cool. According to the website, the Pro Stand has an intricately engineered arm that perfectly counterbalances the display so it feels virtually weightless, allowing users to easily place it into position. So it's light. So it's not heavy, it's light. That's basically what that sentence says. Remember back in high school when you had to write like a 3,000-word essay and you would just put a bunch of mumbo-jumbo in the middle just to make sure that you got to 3,000 words? That's what Apple did there. They didn't have to use perfectly counterbalances the display. No, they could just say, it's light.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.